right, Mark, we're back. We're going to preview the West and East playoff fixtures. Let's start with the West, because it's pretty simple. So the Warriors are coming out of the West, right?
Hold on. Yeah. Let me look at the bracket.
Are the Warriors coming out of the West?
Let me look at this bracket real quick. I got the Warriors.
What are you looking at, man? The Warriors are coming out of the West.
Yeah, man, I have the Warriors coming. I mean,
all right, next, on to the East. All right, let's go. On to the East. All right, we're ready to go.
Okay.
Now that's analysis.
Oh, man. You got to carry the two. See, you know, I don't know, man. The Clippers looking pretty interesting. Spurs on the look a little frisky.
Okay, all joking aside, where do you want to start? East or the West? I think the East is a bit more interesting this year.
The East, yeah, okay, let's start in the East then.
Okay, so here's how it's going to work. We're going to go series by series, just so everybody knows, give our thoughts on each one. And then we're going to give you who we think is coming out of the East, and spoiler alert, who's coming out of the West. Well, I mean, I think we already said the spoiler, so anyways. Let's start with Celtics-Bulls. I think this one's pretty interesting. Can Rajon Rondo get revenge on his old team?
This probably has like, it's going to be interesting. If you're either team, there's so much like latent animosity going on. Like Rondo's probably trying to get back at the Celts. The Celts hate Dwayne Wade. Yeah. And then, you know, Jimmy Butler, this is the person that they could have had on their team if they made the trade at the trade deadline. Like there's a lot of mixed feelings going on.
I feel like Dwayne Wade, knowing that they hate him, mm-hmm. like Dwayne Wade knows the hate is there.
It's impossible not to.
That is not the Dwayne Wade you want to play, man. I hate saying that because I feel like Flash is well past his prime. Like those days are done. But you know, every once in a while, playoff Dwayne Wade, as the Raptors experienced last year, he hits threes. He gets every foul call. So have fun playing with that, because playoff Wade is going to show up, and then playoff Jimmy Butler is also a beast. So I think they're going to push the Celtics, man.
Yeah, I think this is. If you have money to put down an upset, I think this would be the best. No, sort of. It depends on what you think of a 4-5 matchup, if that would be ever be an upset. But this is the closest to an upset I can think of in round one that's not 4-5. It's just Boston is probably like the most. I wouldn't say they're overrated, but they're the most. They overachieved this year.
They're vulnerable in the playoffs just based on the way they play too. I mean, they don't rebound well. They're not very big. They're relying on a 5'9 guy to basically carry them to what, a title? Like that's probably not going to happen. I mean, we haven't seen anybody get close to it since Iverson. Like, is that really sustainable? You just look at everything they have. Like, yes, they have nice pieces in place, but that's more future. We're talking about more future tense here than we are currently right now. Mm-hmm. Currently right now, this roster in comparison to the rest of the East, I like three teams better than them.
Three teams?
The Zards? I like the Wizards better. I like the Raptors better. And the Cavs.
Wow. I'm surprised you think the Bullets are better than them.
John Wall over Isaiah Thomas all day.
Okay.
And I just feel like they both don't have a lot of depth. Like, you could argue Boston has some depth. But I just feel like if you're going to put their two bench squads against each other, it's not a stark difference. You know, like what they each have is not too different.
I like the Boston bench mob, man. They got They got a lot of. The analogy I heard is like they're a Swiss Army knife without the blade. Right?
That's a good analogy, actually.
For right? Me. They have literally every. Like, if you just had a superstar, imagine if. I'm trying to think of just one superstar.
Paul George, man. Paul George would be the guy for them.
Yeah, like, but then you would have to get rid of Jay Crowder, which isn't that big of a deal, actually, now I'm thinking about it. But, like, if you just had one superstar and you just put him on this team, like, if you had, like, any of, like, the top five you can think of. So, if you had, like, LeBron, obviously, or, like, Steph Curry on this team would be disgusting. Right? Kevin Durant, can you imagine Chris Paul on this team? Chris Paul on this team would be amazing, bro.
Yeah, they would do work.
Then I'd pick the Celts over the Cavs if they had Chris Paul on this team. But
I just feel like right now that they're not equipped, man. That front court, like, dude, NBA playoff basketball, it slows down.
Yeah, I don't get.
There's no way around it.
It's so hard for Isaiah Thomas to score in the playoffs because people just like they just crowd him. Completely, they're just all up on him, and it's so much harder to get inside. It's just harder to do everything, and when you're 5'9" and everybody else is 6 foot plus, It's significantly harder to do everything.
And here's my thing. When he doesn't get foul calls, he bitches and complains and whines. That I don't think he's going to get all these foul calls in the playoffs. Like, I'm not saying he's going to get the Lou Williams treatment where flopping balls aren't going to be there. But I'm saying guys like Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, they're going to get their calls. I would be very surprised if Isaiah Thomas got all his calls. It's a different whistle in the postseason. It's a different play. Everything is very different. And I don't know if Boston is ready for that yet. Yeah, I hate saying that. I know Celtics fans would be like, you know, you're crazy. Watch more Boston basketball. Boston basketball. Like, it's fine.
I mean, it's hard for them to get out of the first round, like, just in previous years, so. I think they'll beat Chicago, just because I don't think Chicago's very good, and I'm, like, legitimately surprised that they're even in the playoffs this year. Aren't they on a streak? They're on, like, I can't even remember how many years.
Man, they close out the regular season with, like, the Globetrotters, the Nets, pretty sure some D-League team. I think it was a joke, their closing schedule.
They're playing, like, the Defenders. Oh, yeah, man.
Dude, if the Heat were in this round one, I'd be all over the Heat on the Celtics. But unfortunately, we didn't get that.
Man, you love the Heat, man.
Absolutely, I love what they have. I love
absolutely
it.
Absolutely love the Heat.
Yeah, I think they're a bad matchup for a lot of teams.
Hassan Whiteside would have killed this Boston team.
And Dragic and Isaiah Thomas would have been awesome to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm thinking about it.
They got tons of D and 3 guys, man. They're an annoying team for the playoffs.
Now I'm thinking about it. The Heat could have probably beat this Boston team.
Yes. Jump on board, and Waiters Island will be coming out for game 3.
Yo. Oh,
taking the speedboat over Waiters. To Boston, you know? Jacking Dude. Up new threes.
Whew. That Waiters Island. Waiters Island in the playoffs, and imagine if they beat the Celtics. It would be unbelievable.
How the trash talk would be epic.
The bandwagon would be so crazy for that Heat team. And Waiters,
we
and then
another beach house for everybody. We can build a few.
We would have to be looking at all the tourists coming over to Waiters Island, man, trying to gentrify our area.
We might be the only two Canadians on Waiters Island.
Yeah, I think so.
Eight.
Yeah, I think we're the only two Canadians on Waiters Island. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting series. But I don't think Chicago's that good. Like, if they do that stupid lineup where it's like Dwayne Wade, Rondo and Jimmy Butler, like, all in the starting lineup, like, it just doesn't work. it's atrocious, bro. I don't understand it. And they've when Dwayne Wade left the team, it's like, yo, this team makes sense, you know. Paul Zipser got some Butler action, you know, and then that's it. The backcourt is a disaster. Mirotić is good all of a sudden.
The team's just not good. They're just average. They've overachieved on the stretch here. I think they'll make it interesting, but they're going to lose in six.
Mm-hmm. Six, maybe even five. Maybe even five.
I think they're going to be close games. It depends on. I think they'll be close games.
I got to watch the first game, right? When I see the first game, I'd be like, okay, well, you know, Chicago has, like, no shooting. And Boston loves to shoot the three this year, so they might just get outscored and just, like, can't keep up with a three-point shot. And then they just lose out.
Okay. All the Boston plays faster than people think, too.
And exactly.
Chicago likes to play fast, but that favors Boston. All right, so let's move on. Then we both got Boston. Cavs, Pacers, Lance Stephenson, LeBron, Paul George, LeBron. However you want to frame this. We got a wounded animal.
You just reminded me that Lance Stephenson's on that Pacers squad.
Hey, you know what, though? I mean, if he blows in LeBron's ear, that might be all they need to get going again.
Just trigger him.
Might, like, trigger LeBron and everything. There's history.
Oh, man. That's going to be... I don't think it's going to be, like, a, you know, blow. I think that might actually possibly go six games. And I know that might be, like, kind of controversial because, you know, the Cavs, of course, they're going to kill the Pacers, but... We saw them play each other a couple, what was it, like the second last game or the third last game of the season, and Paul George went for 40 and LeBron went for 40, and they went into overtime. The defense continues to be terrible. Lance Stephenson is giving the Pacers, like, this injection of rejuvenation, and I still love Miles Turner.
I like some of the pieces they have, too, and I feel like they can, you know, hang with the Cavs, especially their starting five, but after that, I don't know. I know the
both
Cavs,
benches are benches, like the both benches are not good, dude.
No, and all season I've been puzzled by the Cavs how they try and play smaller, yet they look slower.
So that's what happens when your team is, like, in the mid 30s on average. Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson, like Darren Williams, and they had Bogut for a minute, right? He was like
a hot minute,
right? And
the
he was like,
revenge tour was dead in a minute,
right? And then he was like in his mid to early, I think he's like 32, 33. So like everybody's mad old, you know. J.R. Smith is in his 30s. I don't know what to tell you.
What you're telling me is that we
LeBron's in his 30s.
Temper expectations with the Cavs.
Maybe bring it down a little bit. I think it's going to be like a 6-game series, man. I'm interested in seeing Jeff Teague and Kyrie Irving square off.
I can't wait to watch that. That's going to be fun. I'll go with you too. I'll say Cavs in 6 there. I don't think they lose, but I think it'll be interesting as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but I don't think they're going to lose.
Remember the days when we would debate, though? Like Pacers, more specifically Paul George, LeBron James. We were like salivating for that matchup every postseason. The East Finals, that's what we wanted.
Yeah, because if Paul George beats LeBron, everybody's like, oh my god, you see how good Paul George is? And then they had that David West and Roy Hibbert, when Roy Hibbert was like relevant. Verticality, remember Verticality? He pioneered verticality.
That. He did.
Right, and he's still getting checks off of that because he is not a good player at all, and he is still making money. Yeah, Lance Stephenson, like the team was so good defensively. It was a great team to watch. I kind of wish that they beat the Heat one time just to see him in the finals. Paul George, I mean.
And now we're here.
And now we're here. Now we're here.
The fall of the Pacers.
Yeah, is the seventh.
Actually, an interesting storyline to read through.
Yeah, the seventh seed, and Paul George might leave, and all that. Yeah, it's awful.
All that good stuff. Okay, Raptors Bucks. I know we previewed this on the other podcast. Should we even like go through this again?
I guess we just give our predictions for this one.
I got Raptors in 6.
I think I said them in 5. I'll just write that down. Okay. Yep, 5.
On to the Wizards and Hawks. How did the Wizards lose this series is my question. I think they're going to beat the Hawks in, what, 5, 6?
How do they lose? John Wall turns it over.
Wall gets hurt. That's it.
Not even, no. He turns it over. Marcin Gortat has been playing big, big, big minutes this entire season, and he is 33, I believe. That real quick. Marcin Gortat is actually 30. Yeah, he's 33. He's playing huge minutes. Jan Mahimi just got injured, so they don't really have a backup center. Otto Porter, he's been, you know, he's been, I mean, Otto Porter is kind of like the litmus test for the Wizards. Like, if he's playing good, then the entire team is playing great. And if he's like not hitting the three, then we're like, what exactly is going on here? And then Markieff Morris, I don't know. I see there's a way for them to lose, but I don't see it clearly yet.
I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked.
Shocked. Wow.
Shocked.
Remember, okay, think about it this way: the team has been overachieved. This is like the healthiest team in the league, basically. Like, there hasn't been any sort of major injury to them. And they've only made it to the 4th seed. And think about how many things have happened to the Hawks, right? Where the Paul Millsap injury, which just destroyed the team, right? And then the Schroeder turnover, like, epidemic. You know, and then, you know, we have Tim Hardaway Jr., he's coming on. I think there's a... I would not be surprised if the Hawks won. I mean, I would be surprised, but mildly surprised.
I would still be shocked. I mean, you didn't sell me there. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sorry. For me, it comes down to
Coach Bud.
The two guys that had the ball in their hand the most is going to be John Wall and Dennis Schroeder.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take John Wall all day, every day. I don't see how they're going to lose. Okay. I just don't. Okay. I know they've been lucky to stay healthy as much as they have this year, the Wizards, but they're an improved team. I'm not going to get on the whole Wizards to win the East bandwagon like some people are. I mean, they need to calm down. That was one Cavs game that was close that everybody was like, oh my God, the Wizard for real. No, settle down. Just settle down. That was like game 60 of the regular season.
People like their play style versus the Cavs. Remember how we were just talking about how you know,
people like the Thunder's play style too when Scott Brooks was there. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, and they killed the Spurs like for like 3 years. Like they just destroyed the Spurs because of the athleticism. And it's the same thing with the Wizards, man. The Wizards like to play super fast, and we were just talking about how the Cavs are like slow as molasses because they have all 30-year-olds.
I'm still not buying it right now.
Okay,
I'm not buying it that far. I'll buy a ticket out of the first round from Washington. You know.
Okay.
I'm buying a ticket to round 2. I'm on that train with you guys.
I think this is a 7-game series.
Really? Okay. I'm taking the Wizards in 6.
I think this is 7 games.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was 5 even. 7? Okay.
7 games. Either way, I'll take the Wizards because I think the Wizards are better, but I do see there are worlds where the Hawks win, and I'm not surprised.
Okay. It's kind of dull because we both picked the Celtics, the Raptors, the Cavs, the Wizards. We might as well just finish off the East then before we get to the West.
Okay.
Round 2, we would get Celtics, Wizards, Raptors, Cavs. Let's start with Celtics, Wizards. Let's start there.
This is hard for me because I don't think either of them are like significantly better than the other. I do like John Wall. You like John Wall, but I think the surrounding squad of the Celtics is better than the surrounding squad of the Wizards. Right, so if John Wall
is going to be unreal, in this
My goodness, yes, I'm so happy to see that come back. Where they were, remember when they were wearing all black?
They do not like each other at all.
Right, so you got some animosity.
There's going to be a fight. There's going to be at least one fight. You can book it.
There'll probably be some sort of fight, but they're going to try to like stop it. Because remember when the Phoenix Suns, when Amari Stoudemire came off the bench, destroyed that entire playoff run.
Well, let me clarify this a bit here. When I say fight, I mean NBA fight. Like, no punches.
Oh, hold me back.
Like, you know, a scrum and stuff. Like, the whole back and forth. But, like, this is an NBA fight. I'm not talking, like, hockey fight here, you know. Huge brawl. Like, no. The threat to fight. Not actually a fight. No, that's an NBA fight.
Okay.
We had the Carmelo hit and run. You know, the punch and run? That was gold.
Abe, you're acting like the Serge Ibaka punch to the side of Robin Lopez's head didn't happen. Like he wanted to punch him though.
But did he hit him?
He almost did. He glanced him.
I like he had to like reach to make it seem like he did. I get what you're saying.
But he did like they did want to punch each other. Like it wasn't like, you know, any sort of like posturing. Like he threw a legit punch and he just happened to miss.
Okay. I'm not saying we're gonna get like Malice at the Palace, but Fight Watch will definitely up to, if it's on a scale of 1 to 10.
It's like an
8.5, 9.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we should go any deeper in the second round. We gotta save the hot takes for the Raptors Cavs. Because I really think that my selection on who wins that series is gonna depend on how both teams look at the end of the first round.
I agree with that, but I'll tell you what. I'm pot committed. I got the Raptors to win the East at +1,000. They're beating the Cavs. I'll save the rest of the analysis for when they play.
I'm going to join
you. The Raptors are getting on the first
round. I'm going to join you. But
so we're not American, but I'll plead the fifth here.
Yeah, I'm going to join you in the +1,000. But that's pleasure.
Welcome aboard. Happy to see you here.
We're going to save that for later. We're going to save that for later. Okay, on to the West.
Let's do the West. All right. Earlier we said the Wizards, or sorry, not the Wizards, the Warriors are going to win the West. Is that not enough analysis?
No, man.
Okay.
You're disrespecting Damian Lillard? Watch out, man. He's going to drop some serious fire on one of his tracks.
Get the hell out of here. Okay, that's good. He could do all that. Do the Blazers win the game? Yes or no? You're thinking about it.
Yeah.
You just tell me not to disrespect Damian.
Maybe like an explosion of scoring, which usually happens with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. That's probably how they win a game, but that's about it.
So you got them losing in 5.
Yeah. Like if I could write down 4.5 games, I would probably do that. Just so I can hedge it, but it's probably going to be 5, probably 5 games. Most likely 4. But
I got a clean sweep. And I'm also going to bet the Warriors to win every home game in the postseason. I'm just going to let it ride.
Every home game.
I'm going to let it ride until, like, I feel uncomfortable or I feel like, there's some decent coin here. And then I'll take it out, you know? Okay. But I'm going to let that thing ride.
Okay.
They've been straight cash at home in the playoffs. So.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, ever since 2015-16, they've been cash at home. So just in general, not even in the playoffs, just all the time. They just win. They, like, never lose at home. So I can see why you get down with that.
Yeah, I'm just going to let it ride and see what happens. I mean, if they lose one at home, so be it. Whatever.
Okay.
So Spurs. All right, let's talk about Spurs-Memphis.
It's Spurs-Memphis, man. I can't believe... Okay, well, before we even start our predictions on this, one of my friends in my playoff bracket pool or whatever, they have San Antonio 4-0-ing Memphis sweep into the second round.
A lot of people have that. Like, seriously? I don't know if you saw, like, the Express predictions on ESPN, but, man, there's a lot of fours.
4-0.
Like, one of our favorite guys, Ethan Strauss.
Right.
He got the Spurs in four.
I just don't think Memphis is that bad. Like, I think they're, you know, they're all right. I don't know. Maybe I'm overrating Memphis.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think they're that bad either. I could see this being a five-game series if Memphis plays lights out for, I don't know, another game, like it's six. But I think it's Spurs in five. They're just better than them everywhere you look.
Well, Tony Parker is gonna get torched if he even plays. He's gonna get torched by Conley. Patty Mills, he's all right, you know, defensively he's okay. Great 3-point shooter. I love his 3-point shooting, but I don't have a lot of confidence in their point guard situation. Marc Gasol versus Deadman, if they played. The thing with Pop is, like, he's willing to change up the lineups if he needs to. Yep. But I still think he would be playing Deadman against Gasol. That's in Gasol's favor. there are some advantages. The Spurs have Kawhi. Stellar defense.
Yeah, he's kind of good. I heard that he's a decent player.
Right, and then
it's about MVP talk with him. I don't know
what that's all about. Yeah, exactly. They got him, and then they got the best coach. I just, 4-0 is... It's hard. It's so hard to 4-0 a team unless you're so overwhelmingly better than them. And that's the only reason why I wouldn't have them for 4-0.
But is that your long-winded way of saying the Spurs are going to win the series?
Yeah.
Okay. So no billionaire walk from Marc Gasol.
No.
Spurs moving on in what? I think five. How many games you got?
Yeah. It'd be like five games. I don't think it would get that much. I don't think it would get crazy or anything like that. It should be a five-game series.
Okay. These next two series are very interesting. Although, I think people are overrating Oklahoma City. So,
we'll hop into that one first. Oh, dude. Oh, man. Well, that one's going to seven games.
Really? Okay, why?
First of all, one guy averages a triple-double. I mean, to be honest, like, Westbrook... Actually, maybe not seven games. I can play six games. And it's just Westbrook is a madman. And the defensive... And, like, the team is, like, actually really, really good defensively. Right? Even when he's on the court, you know, he's kind of like a... He devalues the defensive effort of the team, obviously, because he's not that great of a defender. He likes to gamble too much. But, there's just so much defensive talent, and the Rockets love to shoot threes, and they just have enough. I feel like they have enough, just enough to, like, actually compensate for the 3-point shooting. They got Steven Adams for Capella. They got Oladipo. Oladipo. I don't even think he'll be on Harden. I think Roberson will be on Harden, right? And then you got Oladipo. I guess he would be covering Ariza. And then, you know, Patrick Beverley versus Westbrook. Westbrook's going to eat Patrick Beverley. Westbrook hates Patrick Beverley so much, he's probably going to eat him alive on the court. You just, like, just, when he dunks it, just see Patrick Beverley disappear and be like, what happened to Patrick Beverley? And then realize Russell Westbrook destroyed him on the way to the rim.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I think the Thunder are... they're like low key really good. And plus, if it gets to a crunch time scenario, I have the Thunder winning in crunch time.
All right, all right. I'm still not sold. Here's my biggest issue with the Thunder, man. Anytime they've played a team with above 500 record this year, they've struggled. They're 14-23 against those teams, and they're 3-17 against those teams on the road. Houston's right. Got home court advantage. I don't see them beating Houston four times in Houston. Maybe they'll win one, but then I see Houston definitely getting one in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be like one game. So, like, game one. Either game one or game two, the Thunder, I'm pretty sure the Thunder are going to win that game. And I can very much see the Thunder beating Houston in one of those games, probably game one, right? And then Houston wins game two, right? And then I would have OKC. They're going to win their game at home for sure, right? So it's already at two games.
Here's the thing, is you have to pick. Basically, you're telling me that the Thunder are either going to win all three of their home games or they're going to win two in Houston.
If it's coming down to seven games, then yeah, then they would win one game on the road. Probably win. I know for a fact they're going to win one at home. So that's two games, and then you just got to be like, they win one more in Houston or one more at home. That's seven. That's a seven-game series right there.
I think you're a bit generous with Oklahoma City. They're only 28-13 home this year, too. I mean,
they've won 47 games, so it's not like their statistical. Like saying that they've only won so many games at home is like they've only won 47 games, but I think they're they're an amazing. Just like, remember last year when they were playing the Warriors and how rambunctious that crowd was and how much it pumped up that entire Thunder team. Thunder feed off of their crowd, and when that first game at home where it's Russell Westbrook versus Harden and like Russell Westbrook dunks it and like, oh my. The crowd is like, this is the greatest player that I've ever seen in my entire life, even though Kevin Durant was also on this team. And this is going to be showered with, like, you know, so much praise. I just can't see them just, like, being a no-show for two games at home. It just doesn't make any sense.
I can see them getting two wins at home, but, man, they were 19-22 on the road this year, and to all of a sudden expect them to win two out of four games in Houston?
I don't think they're going to win the series.
Okay. Okay, because I got Houston in six.
I have them Houston in seven games. I think it's going to be a seven-game series. And Houston will win game seven at home. But it'll be like,
it'll be one of those.
Remember when the Heat played the Spurs in that seven game? It came down to seven games, but then the Heat just like killed them in game seven. This is when Ray Allen hit that shot in Game 6. In Game 7, they just like destroyed him by like 15 points at home.
Jesus Shuttleworth, like that was...
Right, so like that came down to seven games, but like the seventh game, like they just killed him. And I think that's what's going to happen in that Rockets game, in Game 7.
I could definitely buy that. I think entertainment-wise, this will be one of the best series to watch just Absolutely. Because of the style of basketball.
Absolutely.
Like, if you have any friends that are not really basketball fans, they're kind of like, you know, NBA's boring, I don't like watching it, blah, blah, blah. Let them watch one of these games, at least one. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you they'll change their mind.
Make them watch game three when they're when they're in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch.
Damn, okay, I'm so excited. Let's move on to Clippers Jazz.
Okay.
This is going to be the best series, in my opinion, in the first round.
This is my upset pick. I have the Jazz winning this. Seriously.
I mean, like the Jazz too, but I'm so on the fence in this series, man. I've gone back and forth from Clippers to Jazz, Clippers to Jazz. I have it going to seven, but I'm so torn.
Me too.
I want to take Utah for so many reasons, but man, LA has just owned them for so long.
So what? It's not like, remember at the beginning of the season, I swear I told you that the Jazz were going to win 50 games. And they won.
I was all over that with you, man.
Right. Right. They won 51. Favors is back. Right. Gordon Hayward is probably the most underrated player in the league. Grant Hill is another underrated player in the league. I said Grant Hill when I meant George Hill.
George Hill.
that's how underrated he is. We don't remember his name. George Hill is another underrated player. Like, they just have a ton of underrated players because nobody watches Utah play. right? Hayward is like one of my favorite players. LeBron Light. LeBron White, as we call him.
There you go. I like that one, actually.
yeah, he's just great, man. It's a great, great team. And I just... If you're picking the Clippers, I could see you going with like the brilliance of Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre. But I just feel like this is... If they're ever going to flame out, this is going to be like the time.
I was just going to ask you if you feel like the narrative that the Clippers, they know their window's closing. This could be it. I mean, if Blake Griffin leaves, then what, right? Do they feel that pressure and make a run, or do they feel that pressure and flame out like you just said?
Crumble.
You think they crumble, eh?
I used to love the Clippers so much, right? And I've seen them at their peak of like how good they were. When they were playing that, when they lost to Houston, that was probably the best Clippers team. Actually, maybe not even, because when they had Eric Bledsoe, that was a good team too. And it's just, like, every single year the team has just gotten worse and worse, and the exits have been worse and worse, and the losses have been more and more traumatic. It's just, I don't know, man. I'm just out on the Clippers now. I can't deal with this anymore.
Here's how I view the Clippers, man. It's like, they've been potential for so long that you've always held hope. They're kind of like that friend where you grew up with all your life and you guys were really tight. And then as you got older and, you know, people start going out and you meet more friends and you're like, hey, we're going out tonight. Are you going to come? And he's always like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he never shows up. Mm-hmm. And then every time you say, like, we're going out, are you going to come? And he's like, yeah, I'll be there. And you're just like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, I'll believe it when I see it. That's the Clippers now. You'll believe it when you see it. And, of course, you know, that friend will show up every once in a while, but you'll believe it when you see it. And that's how I feel about the Clippers now.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Doc Rivers is, you know,
overrated.
I'm like unsettled with him as a coach, and then I don't know, man. It's just it's just disappointment I felt over the past few years, where I'm just like, man, this team is supposed to be so much better. Like, there's a point where there's three All-Stars on this team.
Yeah, and it's like Lob City,
right? And they just could never sort out that small forward spot. Even now, it's not sorted out. They have Lukamba Amute playing the small forward for them. And it's just...
right? They're frustrated to talk about. So you're rolling with the Jazz.
Yeah, man. I got the Jazz in 7 games.
Okay, I'm going to go... I'm going to take the Clippers in 7.
Okay.
I'm not very confident on that. But I'm going to take the Clippers in 7. I feel like that Chris Paul... back against the wall in game 7 will get them over the like, this is so bad, I'm trying to talk myself into this. Clippers in 7. I'm done with this one. Clippers in 7. Okay, so Warriors versus Clippers, like, do you even want to break that one down?
Man, they're just gonna get you. That's so, it's just insane. That is a very good, astute way to describe it. It's going to get bludgeoned. I mean, the games haven't even been close to competitive anytime they've played in, like, the past 2 years. Right, so... Yeah, I don't think... No. That's probably, like a 5-gamer for me, to be honest. Seriously.
4.
Sweep!
I get... If the Warriors are not messing around, they'll sweep.
Okay,
them.
Yeah.
If they decide to dick around and, like, you know... try and have fun showtime, Steph Curry doing those BS behind the back passes we've seen fail in the playoffs so many times, then yeah, 5. But it's gonna be such lay the clamps on them, they're gonna crush them.
It's gonna be such a demoralizing loss, because like, they used to be rivals, like serious rivals, and the Clippers had like the upper hand for a little bit, and then every year they run up against some sort of problem, or they run up against Golden State and they lose in the second round, and it's just
look, for me, I think it's a wake-up call for the Clippers franchise. That's what the Warriors has become now, and this series will be an absolute slap in the face, get with the times, they gotta change. Like, this culture, this core they have, it's not working.
Yeah, man,
they were not good enough to beat the Warriors.
It's like, imagine having, like, their twin brothers, right, and then, you know, one was doing better in class or something like that, and then one goes to, like, one seems to have everything, you know, he was the captain of the football team, he was the quarterback on the football team, you know, he had his girlfriend, it was awesome, he's going to a sweet school, and the other dude is just like, it's quietly
the dude's living in their brother's basement now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just weird, man. I don't know. The Clippers, man, I miss them. And I don't like their new uniforms.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of them either. They're meh. They're okay. All right. Rockets-Spurs. I think this series will be awesome.
Me too. I thought we were going into second rounds. I thought we were holding back
for the West.
Okay.
We might as well lay out a prediction.
I think I got the Rockets winning this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the play style, man. The D'Antoni play, like, it's the revenge of the D'Antoni play style, like the Phoenix Suns.
I love that. I love hearing that.
It's just the revenge of the Phoenix Suns. Like, D'Antoni, what? Like, imagine you're nemesis. You always lose to them, and then this time it's like, you know what? My team is better, right? I actually have, like, everything about my squad is better. I completely designed my team to basically counteract what your team does, and we're just gonna win. And I'm just like, I refuse to lose. And I feel like D'Antoni is in this mode right now. You know, Colonel Sanders is just like, I can't lose to Pop again. I just can't. It can't happen.
I'm on the Rockets in seven here too, just because I feel like that whole play style they play. Yes, the Spurs have the pieces to kind of counterattack it, but at the same time, the Rockets have the pieces to counterattack what the Spurs do. They're a lot more flexible in terms of being able to switch matchups. They have big men that can counterattack what the Spurs deploy, because the Spurs' big men are not dominating. Like, look, the Spurs got to slow down to really pound you with their big men, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you can do that against Houston.
Yeah, not really, man. And if it ever gets into, like, a windshield wiper game, then Houston's going to kill them.
Yeah, I think they run right out of the gym.
Yeah, the three-point shot is going to be insane. The Spurs defense is good, but, like, it's a slow, methodical type of defense. Like, it's kind of like a maze instead of somebody, like, tracking you down to stop you every time. It's just, like, the rotations are excellent, but... You know, if the team is faster than you, inherently, it's hard to rotate in time.
I think it's just going to seven regardless. If these two teams meet, seven games.
Yeah, I'm excited. That's one of the that's the second round. That's the most exciting game in the second round, other than Raptors and Cavs.
Yep. Okay, Rockets-Warriors.
That one, I just have the Warriors, and they're probably going to win it in like...
I got Warriors in five.
Five or six. Six if, like, one game... There's probably going to be one game where James Harden scores, like, 50. And then there's going to be, like, another game where the Rockets go for, like, 22 of 40 from three or something crazy like that.
I could see that. I just think the problem with this Rockets team against the Warriors is that they're not going to outscore them. You're not going to outshoot them. You're not going to outpace them. If you want to get into a run-and-gun match with the Warriors, good luck.
I mean, that's what they're trying to do. That's the only thing I can assume. It's not like they're going to play defense. You know, it's not a defensive app team. So they're just going to try to play up and down, get as many three-pointers up as possible. This is the thing with the Rockets. Is like the previous years, is like they try to get threes up as much as possible, but they were like meh three-point shooters. Not that they got like legit shooters.
They're good looks now, too.
Yeah, and they're wide, wide open looks. And legit shooters. That's why I think like they can win two games. Just like James Harden, he's going for like 40, 20, and like 10. Like a massive triple-double.
Yeah, like a huge line. I could see that too.
Like a massive, massive triple-double. Or they just bang home like 20 threes. And the score is like 130 to 125 or something like that.
I think it'll be a lot of fun to watch.
That's the only way I see it. When the games are going to be like really fast paced, lots of scoring. It'll be fun to watch if you're a casual fan.
Yeah, and it's like the shittiest analysis to just come on here and say, "Yeah, Warriors, Warriors, Warriors," because you're not telling anybody something they don't already know.
Yeah,
but man, yeah. The Warriors are going to win this series.
Yeah, and then they move on to the finals and they play question mark. Not sure yet.
You don't want to say it?
It might be the Raptors.
Oh, it's the Raptors, baby. Onions, baby, onions. Break out the salami. The Raptors are going to be in the finals this year.
I think it's going to be the Raptors in the finals, too. I think people will think we're homers, though.
I know. That's the only problem, being like a Toronto site and saying the Raptors are going to be in the finals. But like, this is their best chance.
I see it, man. I can see it happening.
They're so well-equipped.
Most people, I mean, people understand that this is probably the most realistic time for the Raptors to win, but we're in this mode where it's like, if you're going to beat LeBron, you got to show me that you can beat LeBron. Nobody will believe in it until that happens.
That's been everybody, though. I mean, like, the Mavs were like that, too, in the finals when they played LeBron, and, you know, can they do it? Well, yeah,
He's been in the finals for, what, 6 straight years?
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, you could just say death taxes LeBron in the finals.
Right, so it's
those hard. Have been 3 constants.
It's hard to bet against him. So I can understand it.
So one could say, you know, we're not being homers here. Maybe we got a bigger set of cojones than most people.
Yeah, maybe.
Just saying.
Raptors in the finals. I'm so excited, man. I'm excited.
However, for the playoffs this year. The Warriors would smash them in 5.
Yeah, I know. That's probably be a sweep. That's when I would have, like, a sweep. Like, I don't even think the Raptors are anywhere close to the Warriors. No. At all.
No. it's like painful to say that because we're, like, on our high horse. But, like, Raptors to the finals!
But then, like,
when we get there, we're just like, yeah.
They're going to get crushed.
This place looks nice. Is this where you guys, like, you know, present the trophy and stuff?
It'd be huge. It'd be huge in Toronto, though, just to, like, for them to be in the finals. That'd be massive for Toronto.
Yeah. Huge for the city, especially in a year where they're going to have a lot of free agents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but if the Raptors would make it to the finals, this core can pretty much say, hey, here's a blank check.
Yeah, they would just lock it in and try to improve around the margins. All right, man.
All right, Warriors-Raptors.
Warriors-Raptors in the finals, and then the Warriors sweep the Raptors.
Maybe. I'm not as excited about that as I should be, because it's like, all right, yeah, Warriors-Raptors. It's been real. You know, we have the Warriors losing max 3 games this postseason, based on everything we're saying.
Yeah. I don't find that crazy. Remember that Lakers team that only lost 1 game?
Yeah. I don't think it's crazy either. I think they can do it.
So I definitely, you know, if somebody told me that they were just going to sweep all the way through, I wouldn't say they were crazy.
I wouldn't say they're crazy either, but
I think it's unlikely, but I wouldn't say it's crazy.
I'd be trying to, you know, posture a bet with that person. Give me a game. Just a game.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, sure, you know, let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I'd get some odds too, but yeah. Warriors are going to hoist the Larry O'Brien at the end of this season.
Kevin Durant, NBA champion.
How's that feel?
I don't know. How do you feel about that? I know you're not necessarily a Durant fan.
No, dude, I like Durant. I'm not a Westbrook fan.
Okay.
I know. We're going down a bad path now.
I love Durant. I love Westbrook. Westbrook for MVP.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
I would have had my. He had my fan vote.
We're not getting into that either.
Oh, the fan vote? Oh, no. Yeah.
It's a sore spot right now. It's a great topic, but it's a sore spot for reasons that we'll keep between tomorrow night. Yeah, you can message us off air and we'll describe it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Tip of the Tower Toronto Raptors podcast, where we broke down all the NBA playoffs. As always, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes or SoundCloud at Tip of the Tower. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tip of the Tower. You can follow me on Twitter at Crystal Kranitz. You can follow DeMar on Twitter at DeMar J. Grant. Enjoy the NBA playoffs, guys. We'll be talking to you quite a bit during this stretch run. Until then, take care.
Later.